Welcome to Zichud Daf Si Mani Member Mei Ram Golder and today Masechus Kedushin Daf Nun Test, the third Perika Omer. This Daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that Rav Gittel was once negotiating to purchase land, but Rabbi Abba bought it first. Rav Gittel's complaint about this was told to Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha. When Rabbi Abba came on Yantav, Rabbi Yitzhak asked him, "Ani mahapech becharar, if a poor person is engaged in trying to acquire a cake, uba'achir benatul hamenu mai, and another person came and took it first, what's the halacha?" Rabbi Abba responded, "Nikra Rashi, he can be called a Rasha for seizing his fellow's opportunity." Rabbi Yitzhak then confronted him for doing the same, and Rabbi Abba said he had not been aware that Rav Gittel was attempting to purchase the land. When Rabbi Yitzhak told him to give it to Rav Gittel, Rabbi Abba said he would not sell it to him because it's not a good sign to sell one's first acquisition, but he was willing to give it to Rav Gittel as a gift. Rav Gittel, however, did not wish to take the land for free because the Torah says, "Masoni matanos yichya," and he who despises gifts shall live. Neither took possession of the land, and it became known as Arad Rabban, land of the rabbinical students, because it was available for anyone who needed it. Point number two, if one gave Kedushin to take effect after 30 days, and the woman retracted in the interim, Rabbi Yochanan says, Choseres, she may retract, ase dibor mevatel dibor, because words of retraction can come and negate other mere words, and her agreement to Kedushin to take effect later is merely words. Reish Lakish said she cannot. Rabbi Yochanan challenged from a Mishnah teaching that one can retract from having appointed a shaliach to separate his truma. Reish Lakish answered that a woman who accepted Kedushin is different to Kimasa Damu, because it's similar to an act, and her verbal retraction cannot negate her act. Although one can even void a shaliach who's delivering a get, that's not considered an act until she receives it. In another version, they argued about a woman voiding a shaliach appointed to accept Kedushin for it, and Reish Lakish said she cannot retract. According to this version, Reish Lakish's position is refuted from the case of voiding a shaliach to deliver a get. The halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan even of the first version. And point number three, the Gemara records machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, which Rav Yosef clarified was referring to the final case of the Mishnah. One who marries Ma'akshav Lachar Shoshin Yom, from now and after 30 days, and someone else marries her in the interim, Mekudeshes Ve'in Mekudeshes, she's married and yet not married to both, and requires a get from both to remarry. Rav said, Mekudeshes Ve'in Mekudeshes La'olam, she remains married and not married forever, meaning this state of uncertainty remains forever. Shmuel says that after the 30 days end, Pake Kedusha Sheni V'Gamri Kedusha Rishon, the second one's Kedushin is voided, and the first one's Kedushin is completed. The Gemara explains that Rav was unsure if the term Me'akshav Lachar Shloshim is intended as a Tana, a stipulation, that Kedushin will take effect from now, provided he does not retract for 30 days, or a Chazar, a retraction from his original statement to marry her from now, and marry her instead after 30 days. If someone else marries her in the interim, we remain uncertain which Kedushin took effect first. Shmuel holds it is definitely a stipulation, so after 30 days pass, without retraction, we know the first Kedushin took effect at the outset. The Gemara notes there is an identical Malchukas Anayim about a get given to take effect, Mehiyom Lachar Misa, from today and after my death. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara relates that Rav Gittel was once negotiating to purchase land, but Rabbi Abba bought it first. Rav Gittel's complaint about this was told to Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha. When Rabbi Abba came on Yantav, Rabbi Yitzhak asked him, "Ani mahapech becharar, if a poor person is engaged in trying to acquire a cake, uba'achir benatul hamenu mai, and another person came and took it first, what's the halacha?" Rabbi Abba responded, "Nikra Rashi, he can be called a Rasha for seizing his fellow's opportunity." Rabbi Yitzhak then confronted him for doing the same, and Rabbi Abba said he had not been aware that Rav Gittel was attempting to purchase the land. When Rabbi Yitzhak told him to give it to Rav Gittel, Rabbi Abba said he would not sell it to him because it's not a good sign to sell one's first acquisition, but he was willing to give it to Rav Gittel as a gift. Rav Gittel, however, did not wish to take the land for free because the Torah says, "Masoni matanos yichya," and he who despises gifts shall live. Neither took possession of the land, and it became known as Arad Rabban, land of the rabbinical students, because it was available for anyone who needed it. Point number two, if one gave Kedushin to take effect after 30 days, and the woman retracted in the interim, Rabbi Yochanan says, Choseres, she may retract, ase dibor mevatel dibor, because words of retraction can come and negate other mere words, and her agreement to Kedushin to take effect later is merely words. Reish Lakish said she cannot. Rabbi Yochanan challenged from a Mishnah teaching that one can retract from having appointed a shaliach to separate his truma. Reish Lakish answered that a woman who accepted Kedushin is different to Kimasa Damu, because it's similar to an act, and her verbal retraction cannot negate her act. Although one can even void a shaliach who's delivering a get, that's not considered an act until she receives it. In another version, they argued about a woman voiding a shaliach appointed to accept Kedushin for it, and Reish Lakish said she cannot retract. According to this version, Reish Lakish's position is refuted from the case of voiding a shaliach to deliver a get. The halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan even of the first version. And pointing with you, the Gemara records machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, which Rav Yosef clarified was referring to the final case of the Mishnah. One who marries Ma'akshav Lachar Shoshin Yom, from now and after 30 days, and someone else marries her in the interim, Mekudeshes Ve'en Mekudeshes, she's married and yet not married to both, and requires a get from both to remarry. Rav said, Mekudeshes Ve'en Mekudeshes La'olam, she remains married and not married forever, meaning this state of uncertainty remains forever. Shmuel says that after the 30 days end, Pake Kedusha Sheni V'Gamre Kedusha Rishon. The second one's Kedushin is voided, and the first one's Kedushin is completed. The Gemara explains that Rav was unsure if the term Me'akshav Lachar Shloshim is intended as a Tana, a stipulation, that Kedushin will take effect from now, provided he does not retract for 30 days, or a Chazara, a retraction from his original statement to marry her from now, and marry her instead after 30 days. If someone else marries her in the interim, we remain uncertain which Kedushin took effect first. Shmuel holds it is definitely a stipulation, so after 30 days pass, without retraction, we know the first Kedushin took effect at the outset. The Gemara notes there is an identical Malchokas Tanaim about a get given to take effect, Mehiyom Lachar Misa, from today and after my death. Alright, so now we got our Siman Daf Nun test, and this Siman was suggested to us by Binyamin Mishal from Boca Raton and by Eitan Gavrin. They both suggested that Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past a couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, intended to give the cake to a woman up in a castle who was married and not married forever because she married someone else after she became a kadesh to a man who said, from now and after 30 days. Once again, in slow motion. The knight, that must be more enough. Nun tes. The knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire, which reminds us, the Gemara writes that Rav Gittel was once negotiating to purchase land, but Rabbi Abba bought it first. Rav Gittel's complaint about this was told to Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha. When Rabbi Abba came on Yantav, Rabbi Yitzhak asked him, Ani mahapech becharara, if a poor person is engaged in trying to acquire a cake, and another person came and took it first, what's the halacha? Rabbi Abba responded, Nikra Rashi. He can be called a Rashi for seizing his fellow's opportunity. Rabbi Yitzhak then confronted him for doing the same. The Gemara relates how the situation was resolved between Rav Gittel and Rabbi Abba. So the knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past a couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, which reminds us, if one gave kedushin to take effect after 30 days and the woman retracted in the interim, Rabbi Yochanan says, Choser, she may retract, ase dibor umavato dibor, because words of retraction can come and negate other mere words, and her agreement to kedushin to take effect later is merely words. Reish Lakish said she could not retract. So the knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past a couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, intended to give the cake to a woman up in a castle who was married and not married forever because she married someone else after she became mukadesh to a man who said, from now and after 30 days. Which reminds us, the Gemara records Malchokas between Rav and Shmuel, which Rav Yosef clarified was referring to the final case of the Mishnah. One who marries Me'akshav Lachar Shoshim Yom, from now and after 30 days, and someone else marries her in the interim, Mekudeshes Ve'en Mekudeshes, she's married and not yet married to both, and requires a get from both to remarry. Rav said, Mekudeshes Ve'en Mekudeshes La'olam, she remains married and not married forever, meaning this state of uncertainty remains forever. Shmuel says that after 30 days ends, Pake Kedusha Sheni V'Gamri Kedusha Rishon, the second one's Kedushin is voided, and the first one's Kedushin is completed. The Malchukah stems from the question whether the meaning of Me'akshav Lachar Shloshim Yom is a Tanai, is it a stipulation, or a Chazara, a retraction. So once again, the knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past a couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, intended to give the cake to a woman up in a castle who was married and not married forever because she married someone else after she became mukadesh to a man who said, from now and after 30 days. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Blah Chazara. Daf Nun Hey. So the symbol Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign, that must be one Daf Nun Hey, speed limit sign of 55. The animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah that if an animal that was fit for a carbon which was found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is near Beis Lechem, or within that range in any direction, we suspect it came from Yerushalayim, where most animals are carbonous. Because it's unknown what carbon it may be, the Mishnah says, Zecharim olos, males are treated as olos, nekevos zivrei shlamim, but females, which are unfit for olos, are treated as shlamim. So the animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet of hektish and committing me'ilah after Me'ilah, which reminds the Gemara teaches that one cannot commit Me'ilah after Me'ilah because the item becomes chulun from the first Me'ilah, except for behemoths designated as korbanos and klesharis. These items whose kedusha is kedushas aguf remain hektish even after Me'ilah. For example, if several people successively drink from a goblet designated for avoda, all of them are liable for Me'ilah since it does not become chulun. So the animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet of Hektish and committing Me'ilah after Me'ilah, who determined that since it was a female goat within its first year, it's treated like a chatas which cannot be offered and is brought into a chamber to die on its own, which reminds us, Abai explains that Hanani ben Chachinai taught that a she-goat found within its first year is treated like a chatas which cannot be offered. Konsul Akipa v'himesa ma'olheha, it's brought into a chamber and dies on its own. Daf Nun Vav, so the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going nu nu. So here goes. The shusher, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Vav, nu nu. The shusher who waved his big sale is void sign when the person used my Sushani money to purchase an animal for chulin to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, in a brisa it was taught that one cannot buy an animal with my Sushani funds outside Yerushalayim. If he did so unintentionally, the money must be returned to its place, meaning to the buyer, because the purchase was an error. If he did so intentionally, the animal must be brought up and eaten in Yerushalayim. Rav Yehuda says this is only if the animal was purchased to be a shlamim, meaning to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But if he bought it to be used as chulin and to eat outside Yerushalayim, then the money must be returned and the sale is void as a derabanan penalty to the seller. So the shushu waved his big sale is void sign when the person used Meiser Sheni money to purchase an animal for chulin to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, pointed to a mouse hole and in a squeaky voice proclaimed to the seller, "Nu, nu, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief," which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the seller is penalized by voiding the sale. It answers, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief, meaning just as a mouse could not have stolen food if it lacked a hole in which to hide it, the buyer would not have misspent the funds if he didn't find a seller to accept them. The Gemara persists, but if not for the mouse, what wrongdoing could the hole commit? The buyer is still the primary guilty party. The Gemara concludes it's logical that wherever the prohibited item is, that's where we penalize. Since the seller is in possession of the misappropriated funds, we compel him to return them. So the shushu waved his big sale is void sign when the person used Meiser Sheni money to purchase an animal for chulin to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, pointed to a mouse hole and in a squeaky voice proclaimed to the seller, "Nu, nu, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief," and was so excited when he saw a man trying to be makadosh a woman with a shor niskal so he could tell him his kedushin wasn't valid. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches that kedushin made with any of a list of items which are asur b'hanah, the kedushin is invalid. The Gemara will provide sources for all the items listed, among them the shor niskal, an ox condemned to stoning. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a puppet with a long nose. So here goes. The boy playing with his diamond-studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose. Nose? That must be more on Daf Nun Zayin, puppet with a long nose. The boy playing with his diamond-studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident with Shimon Hamamsoni, who was dorish all the Esim in the Torah and explained what they were coming to teach. But when he reached the pasuk as Hashem al kechatira, you should revere as Hashem your God, he withdrew. Rashi explains he was afraid to equate the reverence required for a kodesh baruch with a reverence for anything else. His talmidim asked him, Rebbe, kol esin shet darashna matehe alehem. Rebbe, what would come of all the instances of S which you darshan until now? He responded, Keshem shekabalti schar ha-drisha, just as I receive reward for the drushes I made, kach kabalti al-brisha, so I receive reward for the withdrawal from the drushes. So the boy playing with his diamond-studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzor that flew away at the time of their taking and were aser bahana, which reminds the Gemara brings some halachos about when Sipuri matzor become aser bahana. Is it from the time of Shechita or from the time of Lekicha? So the boy playing with his diamond-studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzor that flew away at the time of their taking and were aser bahana, that had snatched the meat cooking and milk that was also aser bahana, which reminds us it was taught that the pasuk of Rosev Shel Gediba Chalav Imo, you shall not cook a kid in its mother's milk, is written three times to teach that it's aser to cook meat and milk together, it's aser to eat meat and milk that were cooked together, and that meat and milk cooked together are aser bahana. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that meat and milk cooked together is not aser bahana, just like treif is not aser bahana. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. And that must be more on Daf Nun Ches. No, Goldberg the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nunvav Amabes taught that although Kedushin made with items prohibited in benefit is invalid, if the man sold them and married with their payment, the woman is married because their payments do not attain their forbidden status. Only Avodah Zorah and Shemitah produce confer the prohibited status onto their payments. And since they are Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad, two psukim that come as one to teach the same principle, we do not derive laws from such sources. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his Avodah Zorah and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, and suggested instead he marries the woman with Truma, even though he was a Yisrael, which reminds us, the next mission states that if one marries with Truma, Maisa, or Matanos, gifts which are parts of a Chuan animal given to a Kohen, she is married even if he's a Yisrael. Ula says, Tovus Hana inu Mamun, the pleasure of benefit is not an equity, meaning one's ability to choose whom to give Truma and to receive payment to do so is not considered monetary ownership of the Truma insofar as using it for Kedushin. He's challenged from our mission and provides an answer. So, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, and suggested instead he marries the woman with Truma, even though he was a Yisrael, was shocked when he discovered that this man was actually the Shaliach, who was originally sent to be Mekadesher on behalf of another man. Which reminds us, the third paragraph begins that if one told the Shaliach to marry a certain woman for him, Bahalach Vekichel Atzmo, and the Shaliach went and married her to himself, Mukadeshes Lasheni, she's married to the second person. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf you have a case of marrying with Truma, and the question if Tovus Hana Mamon, that's on daf? Nunchas. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you have the analogy of Ani Mahapech Becharara, that's on daf? Nun task. And number 4, wish that they would know what is done when one buys an animal outside of Yerushalayim with Meiser Sheni money. That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. Number 3, wish that they would know when the Rav holds that a woman who accepted Kedushin to a second man after accepting Kedushin to a man who said, Me'akshav lachur shoshim yom, is Mukadeshes ve'in Mukadeshes lolam. That's on daf. Nun test. Good. Number 5. Which daf with Machlokes when Tzipori Matzor become Asur Bahana? Is it from the time of Shechita or Lakicha? That's on daf. Nun Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which of them when their only Avodah Zorah and Shemitah produce confer their prohibited status onto their payments? That's on daf. Nun Ches. Good. Number 7. Which of them when a woman would not want to accept Meiser Sheni money as Kedushin money because of the Tircha to take it up to Yerushalayim? That's on daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have machokas if a woman can retract a kedushin that was made to take effect in 30 days? That's on daf. Nun Tes. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that there is me'ila after me'ila with klei sharis? That's on daf. Nun Hey. Good. Number 10. Which of the one Meiser Sheni can be redeemed at its original value when Mashiach was done? That's on daf. Nun Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.